الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وحبيبنا وشفيعنا ومطاعنا محمدًا عبده ورسوله أما بعد فقد قال الله تعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قد أفلح من تزكى وذكر اسم ربه فصلى صدق الله العظيم وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم الا وان الدنيا عرض حاضر ياكل منه البر والفاجر الا وان الاخره اجل صادق يقضي فيها ملك عادل قادر يحق الحق ويبطل الباطل الا وان الخير كله بحذافره في الجنه الا وان الشر كله بحذافره في النار الا فاعملوا انتم من الله على حذر واعلموا انكم معروضون على اعمالكم فَمَنْ يَعْمَلْ مِثْقَالَ ذَرَّةٍ خَيْرًا يَرَهُ وَمَنْ يَعْمَلْ مِثْقَالَ ذَرَّةٍ شَرًّا يَرَهُ أو كما قال صلى الله عليه وسلم. Respected علماء کرام, elders, beloved brothers in Islam, almost in the blink of an eyelid, the great, mubarak and honored guest of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, سيد الشهور, the beloved and the blessed month of Ramadan has already departed. It seems almost as if it was just yesterday that the Hilal of Eid, that the Hilal of Ramadan was sighted. And before we know it, already Ramadan has left us. Just like that, my respected brothers, our life in this world also, at a terrifying pace, the days are turning into weeks, the weeks are turning into months, the months are turning into years. And that inexorable movement of time which Quran invites us to ponder over, يُكَوِّرُ اللَّيْلَ عَلَى النَّهَارِ يُغْشِ اللَّيْلَ النَّهَارِ, night is wrapped up by day, and day is wrapped up by night, and inevitably and inexorably this humanity is being carried on a cycle that will eventually bring them to a day when they will have to stand in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ulama-i kiram give the analogy of this month of Ramadan to the life of a person in this world, where the poet says, "Ad-dunya kulluha shahru siyamil muttaqin wa eidu fitrihim yawma liqa'i rabbihim fasum yawmaka al-adna la'allaka fi ghadin tafuzu bi'eid al-fitri wal nasu suwamu waqad sumtu an ladhati dahri kulliha wa yawma liqa'kum dhaka fitru siyami." Where he says the life of this world, shahru siyamil muttaqin, this entire life is 1 month of the fast of Ramadan. Wa eidu fitrihim, and the day of Eidul Fitr, the day when we will break our fast like today, is the day Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had commanded us for 30 days not to eat, not to drink. And then in exchange for that, Allah ta'ala gave us this day of happiness, this day of joyousness, this day of celebration, wherein it has been made haram for us. It has made been haram for us to eat and drink. Not to eat and drink. We are instructed, إِنَّهَا يَوْمُ أَكْلٍ وَشُرْبٍ وَبِعَالٍ. Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم said, this is the day of joyousness. This is the day of eating. This is the day of drinking. To remind us of that special day that is going to come. Depending on the manner in which we conduct ourselves for this 1 month of Ramadan, or in this analogy that we are speaking about, depending on the manner in which we conduct ourselves for the life of this world, there will be some people on that day who will be celebrating, and some people, unfortunately, Allah protect us, who, for whom that day will be a very, very difficult and a very hard day. If we look at the lives of our Salafi Saliheen, our pious predecessors, the manner in which they conducted themselves on the day of Eid, it is mentioned about Umar bin Abdul Aziz, rahimahullah, that he used to say, كَانَ بَعْدُ السَّلَفْ يَظْهَرُ عَلَيْهِ الْحُزْنِ يَوْمَ عِيدِ الْفِطْرِ, that there were some people, some pious people from the Salaf al-Salihin that were worried and aggrieved on the day of Eid al-Fitr. It was said to them, قِيلَ لَهُمْ إِنَّ هَذَا يَوْمُ فَرْحٍ وَسُرُورٍ, that this is a day of happiness, this is a day of joy. Why is it that you are sad? They said, صَدَقْتُمْ, you are speaking the truth. Definitely Allah has given us this day to celebrate within the hudud of Shariat. وَلَكِنِّي عَبَدٌ أَمَرَنِي مَوْلَايَ أَنْ أَعْمَلَ لَهُ عَمَلٌ فَلَا أَدْرِي أَيَقْبَلُهُ مِنِّي أَمْ لَا. But I am a slave. I am a bondsman. My master, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, has entrusted me with a task. I have fulfilled and accomplished that task, but I do not know if I have accomplished it in such a manner that is pleasing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Imamul Awliya, Raisul Awliya, Shaykh Abdul Qadir Jilani rahmatullah alayhi, his famous poem is appropriate that he recited on the day of Eid, in which he reminds us that this Eid is actually a passing phase. This Eid is actually a reminder of the real Eid that is to come. He said, لَيْسَ الْعِيدِ لِمَنْ لَبِسَ الْجَدِيدِ إِنَّمَا الْعِيدِ لِمَنْ خَافَ مِنَ الْوَعِيدِ. It is not Eid. The real Eid is not the wearing of new clothes. The real Eid is having spent the month of Ramadan in such a manner that one is reminded of the day when he has to stand in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. لَيْسَ الْعِيدِ لِمَنْ رَكِبَ الْمَطَايَا إِنَّمَا الْعِيدِ لِمَنْ تَرَكَ الْخَطَايَا. He said, it is not Eid that you mount your conveyances and with shan and shokat proceed to the Eidgah. It is the real Eid for that person who during this month of Ramadan has made this decision with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that, Ya Allah, my life before Ramadan, which was spent in your disobedience, which was spent in your dushmani, which was spent in your enmity, Ya Allah, I have made this azam and this intention, tarakal khataya, that I have given up a life of sinning, I have given up a life of your disobedience. Laysa al-eid liman tabakhtara bil-ood, innama al-eid lit-ta'ib alladhi la ya'ud. He said, Eid is not putting on perfume. Eid is not burning the oud. The actual Eid, the true Eid, is that person who made such a tawbah in the month of Ramadan, that after the month of Ramadan, he will not revert back to a life of sinning against Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We felt the sweetness and we felt the ecstasy of lowering our gaze. We felt the sweetness and we felt the ecstasy of putting our heads in sajda, 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock in the morning. We felt the sweetness and we felt the ecstasy that passes through the heart of a person when those one or two droplets of tears roll down his cheek. To the onlooker, it looks like he is suffering, he is crying. But wallah, by the qasam of my Allah, that ecstasy and that rush of excitement, Allah Ta'ala gives him in his heart as he feels those hot, hot tears pouring down his cheeks, that nothing, no sinful act or no place of enjoyment of this world can ever match or come close. Allah Ta'ala gave us this month of Ramadan to connect with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now that this day of Eid has come, my respected brothers, it is a time of introspection. It is a time of analysis. It is a time to have this concern within us that what was the object of the month of Ramadan? Kutiba alaykum as-siyam kama kutiba ala alladhina min qablikum la'allakum tattaqoon. Allah says, we made the fasting of the month of Ramadan farz upon you as it was upon the nations preceding you, la'allakum tattaqoon, so that you develop taqwa. We tied up the shayateen. We opened the doors to Jannat. We closed down the doors of Jahannam. We send down our mercy. We ordered the malaika that make tasbih of Allah around the arsh of Allah to stop their tasbih and to say ameen to your du'as. We rain down our mercy. We rain down our rahmat upon you. Not so that you only worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for this month of Ramadan. Only Allah Ta'ala send down His mercy so that we connect with Allah. We experience the sweetness, the ecstasy that Allah has kept in deen. Allah Ta'ala has kept in His obedience. My respected brothers, Allama Ibn Rajab Hanbali rahmatullah alayh, he mentions about the Salaf al-Salihin, kanu ba'da salaf yad'oon Allah Ta'ala sittata ashur an yuballighahum shahr Ramadan. That for 6 months before Ramadan, they would make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that Allah should cause them to remain alive, to experience this month of Ramadan. ثم يدعون الله تعالى ستة أشهر أن يتقبله منهم. Then after Ramadan, for the next 6 months, they would make dua to Allah Ta'ala that Allah must accept from them the ibadat of the month of Ramadan. It is mentioned about Ali bin Abi Talib radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Who is Ali? Ali is that sahabi. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam caught hold of his hand and he said, Ya Ali, ama tarda an yakuna manziluka muqabila manzilati fil jannah. O Ali, does it not please you that your home will be in front of my home in Jannah? That maqam and that status, yet what does he say? He says, كُونُوا لِقُبُولِ الْعَمَلِ أَشَدَّ مِنْكُمْ اِهْتِمَامًا بِالْعَمَلِ أَشَدَّ اِهْتِمَامًا مِنْكُمْ بِالْعَمَلِ أَلَمْ تَسْمَعُوا قَوْلَ اللَّهِ تَعَالَى إِنَّمَا يَتَقَبَّلُ اللَّهُ مِنَ الْمُتَّقِينَ He used to say, you should be more worried about the acceptance of your amal, of your ibadat, than even the amal itself. Have you not heard what is the condition for the acceptance of amal? What is the condition which Allah has placed for the acceptance of amal? إِنَّمَا يَتَقَبَّلُ اللَّهُ مِنَ الْمُتَّقِينَ Verily, Allah Ta'ala accepts from the people of taqwa. Ramadan was given to us, لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ So that you become muttaqi. So that you become those who have connected with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah Ta'ala has made taqwa a condition for the acceptance of our amal. Fudalat ibn Ubayd used to say, Rahimahullah, لَأَنْ أَكُونَ أَعْلَمْ أَنَّ اللَّهَ تَعَالَى تَقَبَّلَ مِنِّي مِثْقَالَ حَبَّةٍ مِّنْ خَرْدَلٍ مِّنْ عَمَلٍ أَحَبَّ إِلَيَّ مِنَ الدُّنْيَا وَمَا فِيهَا لِأَنَّ اللَّهَ تَعَالَى قَالَ إِنَّمَا يَتَقَبَّلُ اللَّهُ مِنَ الْمُتَّقِينَ He would say that if I had been given this assurance that an amal of mine equivalent to a grain of mustard seed has been accepted by Allah, that much assurance if I had been given, this would be more beloved to me than the whole world and whatever it contains. Why? Because my Allah says, I only accept from the people of taqwa. Abu Darda radiallahu ta'ala used to say, لَأَنْ أَتَيَقَّنْ أَنَّ اللَّهَ تَعَالَى تَقَبَّلَ مِنِّي صَلَاةً وَاحِدًا خَيْرٌ مِنَ الدُّنْيَا وَمَا فِيهَا He used to say, Sahabi of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he used to say that if I had this conviction that Allah has accepted even one salah of mine, this would be better for me than the whole world and whatever it contains. Why? Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepts from the people of taqwa. My respected brothers, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave us this Mubarak month of Ramadan to connect with Allah. Allah gave us this Mubarak month of Ramadan to make sulah with Allah. Allah gave us this Mubarak month of Ramadan for us to become muttaqis. My respected brothers, by the qasam of my Allah, Allah did not give us Ramadan so that we only worship Allah in Ramadan. Allah did not give us Ramadan so that the hilal of Eid should be sighted and our masjid should become empty. Allah did not give us Ramadan so that the hilal of Eid is sighted and that shaitan box again starts blaring in our homes. Allah has not did not give us Ramadan so that the hilal of Eid should be sighted and our women start parading openly in public again. Allah did not give us Ramadan so that the hilal of Eid should be sighted and our youth and our youngsters revert back to those habits that were going on before Ramadan. My respected brothers, doing that or going in that direction, logically we can see it is the height of arrogance. It is the height of ingratitude that we have not understood why Allah gave us this month of mercy, why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala opened up the doors of His mercy. That hadith which I recited in the beginning, Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Fa'amalu, fa'amalu, O my ummah, never ever take your foot off the pedal. This life is too short. This life is too short. That day which is coming, that first day, when you will meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, what is the length of that day? Quran describes, فِي يَوْمٍ كَانَ مِقَدَارُهُ خَمْسِينَ أَلْفَ سَنَةً The one day is 50,000 years long. 50,000 years long one day. What is 50 years? What is 60 years? What is 70 years? Not even 2 seconds. Not even 2 minutes compared to that day. He said, فَعْمَلُوا O my ummat, do not take your foot off the pedal. Exert yourself. وَأَنْتُمْ مِنَ اللَّهِ عَلَى حَذَرٍ وَأَنْتُمْ مِنَ اللَّهِ عَلَىٰ حَذَرْ And fear whether Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is accepting your amal. Fear what is your relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The time is very, very limited. But this little time, my respected brothers, is my intention just to give us some idea from Ashabu Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, those who took deen directly from Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Those whose lifespan, lifestyle, Allah Ta'ala put a label in the Quran, stamp of approval. Radiyallahu anhum wa radhu an. Allah is pleased with them, they were pleased with Allah. Come before Allah having them as your guide. Come before Allah having them as your guiding stars. What was their attitude? Did they ever become complacent? Did they ever take their foot off the pedal? Did they ever sit back and relax? Did they ever have this attitude that we can revert back to masiyat and the disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? What better example can we mention than the pride of the ummah after Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. That sahabi, 27th of Safar, 14th year of Hijrah, that night Allah blessed Abu Bakr with, that Sayyidina Umar bin Khattab radiyallahu ta'ala anhu said, if all my a'mal Abu Bakr took from me in exchange for that one night, I would gladly give up my entire life of a'mal. That night which he spent with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, as they fled from Makkah Mukarramah, the enemies were on their tail. The trackers were behind them. It was extremely dark, 27th of Safar. There is no moon on the 27th night of the lunar calendar. It is pitch dark. To keep the trackers off their backs, they were walking. They were crawling on their fingertips. Eventually, when they reached the mountain of Sur, the Mubarak fingertips of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam are injured and are hurt. They are bleeding profusely. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam is unable to crawl further. Abu Bakr is given that sharaf, that dignity, that honor, that status, that acceptance by Allah, that he carries the beloved of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam on his back. He climbs the mountain of Sur. Then he comes to that pitch black cave. He doesn't know what is inside. He is worried not for himself. He is worried for Rasulullah Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He leaves Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam down. Abu Bakr ventures alone into the dark cave. He finds holes. He doesn't know what is lying there. Something that could perhaps be a danger to the beloved of Allah. What does Abu Bakr do? He takes off his amama. He tears it up into pieces. He fills up those holes. Still there are more holes. Takes off his kurta. Tears that up into pieces. Fills the remainder of the holes. Still one hole remains. Abu Bakr takes his bare foot, places it against that hole, and then he had requested the Nabi of Allah to come into the cave. It was pitch black. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam could not see what had happened. This night is so beloved, so beloved, so beloved by my Allah, that Quran comes down. Thaniyathnain. Allah says, the second of the two. The second of the two. Who is this first? Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Who is the second that Quran is telling us about? Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu. Thaniyathnain. Idhuma fil ghar. Idh yaqulu li sahibihi. La tahzan inna Allah ma'ana. For eternity, this night becomes a portion of Quran. As the daybreak comes, as the light enters the cave, the beloved of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sees Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu doesn't have an amama, doesn't have a kurta. Abu Bakr, what happened? Abu Bakr explains, Ya Rasulullah, I feared for you. This is why I filled the holes. Tears enter the eyes of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And he says, turns to Allah, looks at the heavens and says, Ya Allah, I am happy with Abu Bakr. You also become happy with him. And make Abu Bakr my companion in Jannah. Immediately Jibreel is sent. Ya Rasulullah, Allah has sent me with this message that Allah is happy with Abu Bakr and Allah has made Abu Bakr your companion in Jannah. In Madinah Munawwarah, that caliber of sahabi, one day Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, just an ordinary day, he poses four questions. Man asbaha minkum sa'ima? Who is fasting today? Abu Bakr raises his hand and says, Ya Rasulullah, I am fasting. It was not Ramadan. Yet, I am fasting, Ya Rasulullah. Man atama minkum miskina? Who has fed a poor person today? Abu Bakr raises his hand. Ya Rasulullah, I fed a poor person today. Man aada minkum marida? Who visited a sick person today? Again, Abu Bakr raises his hand. Man atba'a minkum janaza? Who followed a janaza today? Again, Abu Bakr raises his hand. On an ordinary day, Allah's Rasul is asking, who did this neki? Who did this neki? Who did this neki? Basharat upon basharat, yet this was the jazba, this was the zeal to look for nekis, to look for the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Again, basharat, majtama anna fi imri'in illa dakhal al jannah. Abu Bakr, that person who has done all these four things today, Allah has made jannat wajib for him.
On one occasion he said, إِنِّي لَعَارِفُ رَجُلًا بِاسْمِهِ وَاسْمِ أَبِيهِ وَأُمِّهِ لَا يَأْتِي بَابًا مِّنْ أَبْوَابِ الْجَنَّةِ إِلَّا قَالَ مَرْحَبًا مَرْحَبًا. He says, I know a person, I know the name of his parents. He will not come to any of the doors of Jannah, but that door will shout out, welcome, welcome, enter through me. Sahaba said, إِنَّ هَذَا لَمُرْتَفِعٌ شَأْنُهُ يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ. They said, oh, Nabi of Allah, this is someone of great rank. Who is this? He said, who Abu Bakr ibn Abi Quhafa. It is Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala. Yet the same Abu Bakr holds his beard. Ya laytani kuntu shajaratan tu'adad. Ya layta ummi lam talidni. Remonstrates with himself. He says, I wish I was a blade of grass and some animal ate me up and I would not have to stand in front of Allah. I wish my mother had not given birth to me. My respected brothers, how have we become complacent? How do we feel the justification to take our foot off the pedal? How do we feel that Ramadan is a license? That Ramadan, Allah's maghfirat, Allah's forgiveness, gives us a license to disobey Allah after Ramadan. That was the best of this ummah. The next one after that, Sayyidina Umar bin Khattab, radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Khalifa that is ruling 2,200,000 square miles. He is making gush late at night in Medina Munawwara. He comes across a woman. Little children are sitting around her and sobbing and crying. There is a pot that is on the stove. Smoke is coming out of it. He says to her, why are these children crying? Her response is, they are hungry. There is no food for them. What is in the pot? I put some water just to try to lull them into a sense that food is being prepared so that they may fall asleep. Allah will be the judge between me and Umar. Umar bursts into tears when he hears this. He says to her, then how does Umar know of your condition? She says, why did he become our Khalifa if he doesn't know of our condition? Allah will be the judge between me and Umar. Aslam, the slave of Umar, says, who was present, narrates this. He says, Amirul Mu'mineen Umar rushed back to Medina. Went to the Baytul Maal himself. Collected some barley, some flour, some ghee, some dates. Made it into a sack. Lifted it on his back. Aslam said, Amirul Mu'mineen, should I not lift it for you? Umar said, Aslam, tomorrow on the day of judgment, will you lift my burden? Will you carry my burden? He goes back, prepares the food himself. Aslam says, the wood was wet. I could see Umar blowing and blowing and blowing till the thick smoke was going through his beard. Till it caused his eyes to start tearing, till finally the fire took light. He prepared the food, served it himself to that family. Thereafter, after serving it, sat one side. Till he saw the children playing, laughing, happy. Then only he got up and he said to that woman, when that woman saw this, she said, may Allah have mercy upon you. If only you were our Amir and in the place of Umar. If it was you and I, what we would have said, tomorrow come to Medina, you will find me, I am Umar. But that was not the answer he said. He said, come to Medina tomorrow, you will find me near Umar. You will find me in the vicinity of Umar. He doesn't say, I am Umar. And he leaves, he says to Aslam, Aslam, do you know why I sat there for a while? Aslam says, why Amirul Mumineen? He says, I had seen those children crying. I wanted to see them happy. One Bedouin comes running. My wife is giving birth. There is no one to help her. Umar runs to his wife. Who? The queen. The Khalifa's wife of a kingdom which spans 2,200,000 square miles. Wakes his wife up from a deep sleep. There is one work of Jannah to be done. She rushes. Goes to the tent of this Bedouin, delivers the child. Then she brings the child out of the tent. Amirul Mu'mineen, Allah has blessed your friend with a son. When this person hears that this is Amirul Mu'mineen, his legs start shivering. He almost falls down. The Amir came to deliver my child, an ordinary Bedouin. Umar says, do not fear, I am a brother just like you. I am your brother. The same Umar. Kamil Shahadat, perfect Shahadat. On the Musalla at the time of Fajr, Firouz Abu Lulu, Mal'oon, pierces the dagger in the stomach of Umar. For the next few days, Umar lies sick, in and out of consciousness. Each time his eyes would open, first question he would ask, has the time for salah come? Has the time for salah come? They would tell him whether it was the time of salah, and then he would say, I've heard my Nabi say, La hadha fil Islam liman taraka salah. There is no share in Islam for the one who leaves out salah. Allah is Ghafoorul Rahim. Allah is Ghafoorul Rahim. Umar didn't know that. That college student who for his classes, because he didn't want to take his shoes and his socks off, will make his salah qaza. Umar didn't know Allah is Ghafoorul Rahim. That doctor for his patients who will not make his salah. That businessman who for his business will not make his salah. And those hundreds and thousands of our Muslim brothers and sisters, now that the Hilal of Eid has been sighted, will no more come to the masjid till next year Ramadan. Who is going to shed tears for them? Who is going to have concern for them? When Umar says, La hadha fil Islam liman taraka salah, there is no share in Islam for the one who leaves out his salah. Finally, when the moment draws near for Umar to leave this world, he is sobbing and crying. Abul Hasan, Ali radiallahu ta'ala, who comes, Umar, why are you crying? Are you fearing death? Umar says, it is not the fear of death that is making me cry. It is the fear of what comes after death that is making me cry. He says, Umar, do not cry. I have heard countless times, I cannot count the number of times, I have heard my Nabi say that Abu Bakr and Umar, Sayyida Kuhuli Ahlil Jannah, will be the leaders of the elder people of Jannat. Umar says, Ali, are you prepared to bear witness in Allah's court? He says, I will bear witness, and my son Hassan also will bear witness. Then when Ali leaves, Umar says to his son, go to Amirul Mumineen Aisha radiallahu anha and tell her that Umar is seeking permission to be buried next to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and Abu Bakr. When Abdullah bin Umar goes to the home of Aisha, Aisha is sobbing and crying over the grief of Umar. When she gets this message, she said, I had reserved this spot for myself. But Umar is such a personality that he has to be given precedence to. Marhaban bi Umar. Marhaban bi Umar. Abdullah bin Umar comes back and says, happily, she has given permission. He says, perhaps the robe of the Khilafat, that is why she gave permission. After I pass away, carry my janazah to her house. Again, ask permission. This time, do not say Amirul Mumineen. Say, Umar is asking permission. If she gives permission, bury me there. Otherwise, bury me in Baqi. Then he says to his son, Da khaddi alal ard. Put my face on the ground. His head was lying in the lap of his son. He said, oh my son, put my face on the ground. Abdullah bin Umar relents a little bit. He puts it on his shins. Umar says, Wayhaq, da khaddi alal ard. Wayhaq, da khaddi alal ard. Put my face on the ground. Finally, he relents and he places Umar's face on the ground in that pitiable condition. Kamil shahadat. Umar begins rubbing his face in the dust and lamenting with himself, Waylun laka ya Umar. Waylun laka ya Umar. Illam yaghfir laka rabbuk. Umar, what is going to happen to you if Allah doesn't forgive you? What is going to happen to you if Allah doesn't forgive you? When he passes away, as the janazah, as the qabr is being dug, Abdullah bin Abbas radiallahu anhu says, I could hear someone sobbing behind me. I turned around and I noticed it was Ali bin Abi Talib radiallahu anhu, who was sobbing and crying and saying that I cannot count the number of times that I heard my Nabi say, Kharajtu ana wa Abu Bakr, Dhahabtu ana wa Abu Bakr, Dakhaltu ana wa Abu Bakr. Myself and Abu Bakr and Umar left. Myself and Abu Bakr and Umar entered. Myself and Abu Bakr and Umar went. He said, so many times I heard my Nabi say this, that I knew Umar, by the qasam of my Allah, no other piece of ground would have accepted you besides this ground in the neighborhood of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That level of basharat, that level of glad tidings, yet they never took the foot off the pedal. My respected brothers, Ka'ab radiallahu ta'ala used to say, man sama Ramadan, wa huwa yuhaddithu nafsahu, annahu idha aftara ba'da Ramadan, Allah ya'sin la. He says, that person who had fasted in the month of Ramadan, and then he spoke to Allah. And he made ahad and contract with Allah and a promise with Allah that, Ya Allah, you gave me the sweetness of your ibadat in this month. You let me taste the sweetness of staying away from guna and sins in this month. Ya Allah, when the hilal of Eid will be sighted, I will not revert back to the life I was living before Ramadan. He says, if that type of tawbah is made, دَخَلَ الْجَنَّةِ بِلَا مَسَلَى وَلَا حِسَابٍ, Allah will put this person in Jannat without any hisab or reckoning. وَمَنْ صَامَ رَمَضَانَ وَهُوَ يُحَدِّثُ أَنَّهُ إِذَا أَفْتَرَ بَعْدَ رَمَضَانَ عَسَى رَبَّهُ فَصِيَامُهُ عَلَيْهِ مَرْدُودٌ. And then, on the other hand, he says, if a person fasted in the month of Ramadan with this intention, with this type of tawbah, that once the hilal of Eid is sighted, I'm going to carry on with those gunas that I was doing before Ramadan, then it will only be next Ramadan or next big night. Ka'b radiallahu ta'ala who says, فَصِيَامُهُ عَلَيْهِ مَرْدُودٌ, Allah protect us. He used to say that this is a sign that the fast of the month of Ramadan has not been accepted by Allah. My respected brothers, it's a public holiday, I'm taking 2 minutes more just to terminate. Anas bin Malik radiallahu ta'ala anhu, today is the day of Eid. Let us introspect, ponder over the saying of the Sahabi of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. This was the Khadim al-Rasul, a Sahabi who spent 10 years in the khidmat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. He used to say, Inna lil mu'mini khamsatu ayad. He used to say, there are 5 days of Eid. For every mu'min, there are 5 days of Eid. كُلُّ يَوْمٍ يَمُرُّ عَلَيْهِ وَلَمْ يُكْتَبْ عَلَيْهِ ذَمْ فَهُوَ يَوْمُ عِيد. Every day that passes in his life in which not one guna is written down, that is the day of Eid for him. وَالْيَوْمُ الَّذِي يَخْرُجُ مِنَ الدُّنْيَا مَعَ الشَّهَادَةِ وَالْإِيمَانِ وَالْعِصْمَةِ مِنْ كَيْدِ الشَّيْطَانِ فَهُوَ يَوْمُ عِيد. The day when he will leave this dunya, Allah bless us with such a day that La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah is on his lips. His iman is mahfuz and intact. He has been saved from shaitan. He leaves this world with the kalima on his lips. That is the day of Eid for him. وَالْيَوْمُ الَّذِي يُجَاوِجُ فِيهِ الصِّرَاطِ وَيَأْمَنُ مِنْ أَهْوَالِ الْقِيَامَةِ وَيَخْلُسْ مِنْ أَيْدِ الزَّبَانِيَةِ وَالْخُسُومِ فَهُوَ يَوْمُ عِيد. The day when he will cross the pool sirat, having been saved from the terrors of the day of judgment, having been saved from the demands of the plaintiffs and the angels of azab, he has safely crossed the sirat, the bridge over Jahannam. That is the day of Eid. And the 4th day of Eid, he says, وَالْيَوْمُ الَّذِي يَدْخُلُ فِيهِ الْجَنَّةِ وَيَأْمَنُ مِنْ عَذَابِ الْجَحِيمِ فَهُوَ يَوْمُ عِيد. The 4th day of Eid for this mu'min will be the day when he will enter into Jannat, having been saved from Jahannam. That will be a day of Eid. And the 5th day of Eid, Allah bless us with all 5 days of Eid that Anas radiallahu ta'ala speaks about. He says, وَالْيَوْمُ الَّذِي يَنْذُرُ فِيهِ إِلَىٰ رَبِّهِ عَزَّ وَجَلَّ فَهُوَ يَوْمُ عِيد. That day when Allah will drop the veil from in front of him, such will be the beauty, the magnificence, the munificence of Allah. That Allama Ghazali rahimahullah used to say that the first gaze at Allah in Jannat will last for 800,000 years. 800,000 years, the greatest ni'mat of Jannat, the lazzat and ecstasy of looking directly at Allah. Allahumma rzuqni lazzat al nadhri ila wajhik. Rasulullah Pak Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam used to make this dua. Anas bin Malik says the 5th day of Eid is the day when he will look directly at Allah in Jannat. This 1 month of Ramadan is the month of our life in this world, my respected brothers. Let us fast, fast from Allah's disobedience, fast from Allah's dushmani, exert ourselves in Allah's ibadat. Let the khair and the barakat of Ramadan permeate throughout the entire year. Wa Eidu Fitrihim, and our year, real Eidul Fitr will be the day when we will meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah ta'ala give us tawfiq wa akhidna.
Syntax CD Productions, bringing the sounds of Islam to you.